So I'm here with Dave Oat after Winchester City, home friendly, and a 2-1 defeat. But forget the result for a minute, and without being rude to previous opposition, tonight must have been certainly back to what you're normally used to playing. You've had the so-called easier games, and this feels much more like a league game and has hopefully allowed you to plan. Would that be fair?
Yeah, that's a good assessment, to be honest. They're a good side. They're going to be up there again. They got in the playoffs last year. They've lost one, but they've signed two or three other good players at this level, and they'll be up there. You know, Paul Masters is a good lad, a good manager, and they'll be sure to be in and around the playoffs. So the other positive is that, you know, that sort of looked like the best that they've got. The vast majority of their players that they've got were there today, and we sort of mix and match the team again, although it was back to sort of shape we normally would play, and you know, we have released a few that have been involved with us, and we were a lot stronger today. We're going to change the team slightly for Thursday's game again, and be a very strong unit again. But yeah, we're still sort of working out what our best side is, and you know, they felt quite drummed in. But I wouldn't think they would be far away from that team when they start the season. So yeah, really positive despite the result, which is always a shame. The previous games, the opposition was nowhere near the quality of today, and I thought first half we got at them, and they were not happy with the shape that we were against us. We were causing them a lot of problems, and I just thought it was a good game, really. I was really pleased with it.
Yeah, and you say strong. certainly first half you looked every bit strong, much more back to the normal shape that you play. It was very one-sided, I thought, in the first half. Really, they had a couple of half chances, but other than that, they didn't create an awful lot. It looked like you had some excellent wide play, created two or three good chances, and looked fitter and potentially sharper than them in the first half.
Yeah, I'd say that. I thought we were by far the better team in the first half. Probably should have been a few ahead, but unfortunately we only got the one goal through a corner, and Simba nodded it in, which was nice for him to get a goal, but we probably should have been two or three up at half time, I thought. It's been a bit of a story of pre-season, really. We've been dominating a lot of games without scoring, so we've got to rectify that. It's good that we got a goal today. It's nice that we scored a goal in a game against decent opposition, but we should have been two or three up at half time, really, I thought.
And the second half, obviously, it's always going to change slightly in the second half. And the first sort of 10 or 15 minutes was very similar to the first half. And then, you know, a few changes were made and things change. And in all fairness, they didn't change too much. I thought the players that came on looked as though they slotted in nicely. And as you say, the squad trimmed down meant that you didn't make a full team of changes. And then obviously a couple of decisions, the penalty that potentially goes against you, arguable or questionable, I suppose. The sin bin, which I'm not really sure even now what that was all about. And then obviously some poor switching off from a corner, and you come out 2-1.
Yeah, I like the ref. He's a nice fella, but I didn't think. I thought he made some questionable decisions today. You know, Rob Carr's got smashed in the back with quite a hefty challenge in the first few minutes, give him sort of blurred vision for a while. So, you know, I wanted to take precaution, take him off, made the change, and we wanted to get Rob Carr 60, 70 minutes today because for various reasons he hasn't been around with holidays and stuff, and wanted to check he was okay, and the ref said we can't bring him back on. Okay, that's fair enough if you have to do that, play by the book, but then an incident happens in the second half and he sin bins two lads, so it's either do it properly or not do it properly. But I do like the ref. He's not a bad ref, but it just seemed a bit strange, and that disappointed me. And you're right, it did look a questionable penalty, really. But these things happen, and I'm not going to go on moaning about the referee. It's silly too, and like I said, I appreciate him doing the game, and he's a decent ref, but there was a few question marks today with his performance.
And I think even in the second half, even towards the end, you can still it still has that feel of a pre-season game. It had 70, 75 minutes of good work rate, good quality, and then it looked as though the last 10 or 15, the lads started to just tail off a little bit. Those tired legs crept in, and as I say, you're not probably quite where you need to be 100% all of the game, and it just looked like it changed a little bit towards the end.
Yeah, it's true, yeah, and that's the way it goes, but you make a load of changes, and like I said, it wasn't for lesser quality. It just it interrupts the flow of the game, and they didn't make as many as us, and we made quite a few, and it seemed to give them a little lift. They got their goal with a deflection, which is a shame. I don't think we deserve to lose the game. And then, in fairness, we went up the other end and could have easily got a couple of goals, really. So I think unfortunate to lose the game today, but, you know, you don't win anything for winning games of football in pre-season. So, you know, I'll take a performance over a result today, for sure.
And as you said earlier, you got Gosport here on Thursday, backed up by Northleigh here on Saturday. So, as you say, squad's trimmed down. Any sort of initial plans or initial thoughts on those two games at all?
Yeah, we'll be making changes in both games. So, we've just got to work out what our best team is. We've got a fair idea what that is at the moment. But, you know, these things are open to change still, and lads are keen to impress, and they're doing, you know, a good job. So I'm really pleased with it all at the moment, and we'll see what happens Thursday and Saturday. You know, if we went through the rest of pre-season without winning any more games and rolled up against Barton and put in a great performance and got a result, you know, I'd say it's a very successful pre-season. I don't think you can read into pre-season by results, that's for sure.
I think, question me if, or correct me if I'm wrong, I think you'd take an away trip there as you had last season.
Yeah, we would take that, wouldn't we? I think they're vastly changed. They've got a new manager and they've signed some really, really good players. So I think they'll be having visions of being up there at the end of the season. So it'd be tough, but I'm sure we've got time to talk about that. We'll have them watched and we'll know what they're about. But, you know, for now, let's just deal with the pre-season and get us right. That's most important.
And any final thoughts on Winchester at all?
Yeah, just to say thanks for them to coming down for the game. It was a good game, quite a, you know, physical encounter at times, and played in a decent spirit though. And we always enjoy playing them in pre-season, and hopefully we'll see them during the season or, you know, same again next year.
Well, best of luck Thursday, and good luck on Saturday.
Cheers, mate.